1620-94.5 WTAW. Here are some of the comments from the November 29th, 2022 meeting of the Stephen F. Austin University Board of Regents. The SFA board deciding to join the University of Texas system. Regents Chair Karen Ganta McKinney, who led the subcommittee, said they first decided to recommend joining a system.
It became obvious to the subcommittee that the administrative and leadership benefits derived from an affiliation with any of the systems issuing invitations would be beneficial to the long-term health and growth of SFA.
Gant also brought up the administrative standpoint of aligning with the system.
We spent much time discussing with each of the four systems the shift of administrative burden that occurs when a university affiliates with the system. A university system office is exclusively focused on higher ed administration, and this allows local university administration to focus on campus operations. This results in greater efficiencies on campus and streamlined administrative operations. We began to refer to this in our meetings also as a deeper bench. We have great people at SFA. We have dedicated employees, faculty, and staff. We have very talented people, but they are stretched thin.
Gant also talked about the financial standpoint of joining a system.
Concerning general financial impact, the subcommittee believes that SFA would benefit from system services, including investment management, purchasing power, construction management, risk management, information technology, and enhanced bond ratings for debt service.
The SFA board deciding to join the University of Texas system, voting 8-1 to choose UT over the A&M, Texas Tech, and Texas State systems. Regent Robert Forrest of Nacogdoches, who was confident SFA could financially continue as an independent, believed the future UT board could drop the SFA name and lumberjack mascot.
The most recent history is the UT Rio Grande Valley that was Pan American in Brownsville.
SFA Regents Chair Karen Ganta McKinney said all four suitors were told that the number one item is protecting the name of the school and the mascot.
We have received those assurances. We will have those assurances in writing, and then we will be the guardians of those promises going forward.
The SFA board mentioned getting access to the permanent university fund, which is available only through the UT and A&M systems. Karen Gant responding to the concern that getting PUF money would require two-thirds approval in the legislature.
I believe the words used in our meetings were, we do not want SFA in our system as a HEAP school. We only want SFA as a PUF school.
No one on the SFA board mentioned where the A&M bid fell short. Karen Gant also says the UT system was fine with SFA before officially becoming a member to apply a yet-to-be-determined amount of reserves to increase SFA employee pay.
They want us to use the reserves immediately. We would immediately turn to Dr. Westbrook and ask that he and his administration put a compensation plan together for this board to vote on as a whole at our January board meeting for use of those reserves in fiscal year 23.
The action will require legislative approval, and the SFA board voted to let the UT system be in charge of the search of the next SFA president. Search committee will include two members of the SFA board. More information is at WTAW.com.